Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM. On the line, we have Desiree Arnold from the Caboolture Hospital. A warm welcome to you.
Thank you.
Dying to Know Day. It's a national event to encourage conversations around death and dying so that we all know what to do when someone is dying, caring, or grieving. It's a big job for anyone, and it can be emotional as well.
So today's event is going to be a very gentle space. It's going to be just a very informal morning tea. We're going to have some chaplains around, myself as an advanced care planning facilitator with information. We're also going to have some of our social workers, cultural capabilities officer, and some of our lead nurses. We've also got a palliative care specialist nurse, just to talk and open the conversation, just so that people can get whatever information they need to get, whether it's discussing someone who's passed away and getting some comfort, or getting some information about what they can do to help someone who is in the process of dying or have received a bad diagnosis and just want some help and support. So it's a very safe space and very informal, so people can come and talk about whatever they want, essentially.
This is important stuff, because we all have families, we all have friends, and people, they don't have this conversation, so they don't really know what to do. And but you've got the answers here, and you've got the right people in place that people can ask the questions. I guess you're going to have some guides there as well, maybe some stuff that they can take home that they can read, is that right?
There will be information that they can take away with them. Part of this whole idea is to destigmatize talking about death and dying. Because in so much of our society, it's been a taboo subject. Many families just refuse to talk about it until it's too late, until they're confronting it, and then they can't talk about it. We want to make it a natural conversation and a real conversation. Within families, it's the family culture as well, because I know a lot of Australian families who refuse to talk about it. It's never been an issue, so they don't talk about it, and then they come to facing someone in their family dying, and they don't know what to do. They don't know how to even talk about it. Sometimes it's a family culture as well as a national culture as well. Big part of what I do personally is talking people through the documents, explaining them, and then giving them support to complete documents so that when they do arrive in hospital, their families and the doctors know what their wishes and thoughts are. Our social workers give people lots of support around those practical things that they may not be aware of, and our palliative care nurse specialist, well, she is very knowledgeable about all things palliative care, and she's only just joined our staff in the last couple of months. And of course, we've got our chaplains are going to be there who are very good at that gentle, spiritual, nurturing kind of talk, and so we wanted to involve them in a very special way this year as well, because they are dealing with people who are sick and dying all the time.
Listeners out there, we're talking with Desiree Arnold from the Caboolture Hospital, and we're talking about a very special day. It's called Dying to Know Day. It's all about giving you the empowerment to know what to do when someone is dying. One of the issues that often crops up is the legal side of it, and of course, powers of attorney. I guess that'll be discussed as well.
Yeah, people can get information about powers of attorney, and I deal with that a little bit, but our social workers are very good at dealing with things like that. My first thing is to check and make sure people have a power of attorney, because then we know that we are talking to the right person, and that person is the person that you have identified that you want us to talk to, and they have the legal authority to actually speak on your behalf. And that's really important, that we know that we're talking to the right person.
And I guess it's also important to choose the right person in the first place who will be your power of attorney.
And that's the value of having the health choice documents in place, because they give those instructions ahead of time. It means that the person has had the conversation, and enduring power of attorney then is just making the decisions that the person has already made. They're just endorsing those decisions rather than have to make those decisions and hope they get them right. So both documents, both sets of documents going hand in hand are so important.
This event is happening this morning, Tuesday, 6th of August, and it starts at 10 o'clock this morning. It goes for about an hour.
If
people come towards like the latter part, can they still talk to people there even if they've arrived late?
Absolutely, yep. Absolutely. We're going to have a bit of morning tea there, some tea and coffee and juice and some morning tea, so they can come and sit and have a cuppa and have a chat. And, yeah, even if they do come a little bit late, we can stay and chat to them.
Now, don't forget, it's at the Caboolture Hospital, and when you go in to see the friendly folk there, the reception, just say you want to go to this particular event. It's called Dying to Know Day. It's happening at the chapel, right here at Moreton Bay's Home of Information, 101.5 FM.